Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York City. And I'm talking to you tonight from my bright red desk on the Upper East Side. Today is October 11th, 2015. And for some reason, Celine Dion's been on my mind all day, and it appears Renee has passed. I just saw that as I signed on to the internet. Her husband of many years, and of course, we're approaching the new moon, which ends our eclipse season. and I was just, excuse me, in Las Vegas for my birthday and saw her sing and kind of lose it a little when she got to him, where she was singing lyrics about him, or singing lyrics that referenced love. And I think it's an important time on this lovely Libra moon as we go towards that Libra full moon to kind of think about the people that we love in our lives and those who have left us and those who have lost us, we've lost, and those who are parting. A shout out to Celine Dion, not that she listens to the radio show, but just to express, as we finish eclipse season, the release, the endings, the letting goes, and then, of course, from those, the new beginnings. So we're going to talk today, October 11th, about the week ahead, starting with the new moon, which marks the end of eclipse season. That's going to be tomorrow night, around 8.06 p.m. Eastern Time at 19 degrees and 20 minutes in your Libra house. Somebody wrote me a letter and asked, when I say these things, to kind of clarify how you find it. So if you look at your chart, the premise of, you know, the course of the chart is in the course of the year, the sun, of course, goes through every house in your chart, starting from your birthday all the way around to your next birthday. And based on the time you're born, horoscopos is picture of the hour. Horos is hour, scopos is picture. The moon goes around the chart every month. But each month of the year, there is a new moon and a full moon in every house of your chart. New moon in the sign that the sun's in, when the moon and the sun link up, and a full moon when they are opposite each other across the sky. So we're in the new moon, and of course the 3 days before the new moon are called a crazy time. We recognize because it's a big release energy. We're releasing a lot of stuff. We're letting things go. We're saying, okay, that's finished, that's finished, that's finished. And a lot of times if you're looking to quit something or stop a habit or letting things go, the last days of the old moon are really an important time. In Europe and the West, they call the 3 days before the new moon each month the devil's days, because those days traditionally were rough and dark forces held sway. And it is dark. The moon's gone. The nights are dark and nothing's changed. And when we feel this energy of release and let go and let go, and of course it's releasing a couple things. It's releasing the last bits of Saturn. Full moon happened due to full. Saturn shifted signs. It's releasing the eclipses. It's releasing the Venus retrograde. It's releasing the Mercury retrograde. And it's a lot of releasing. You know, we're really letting go of a bunch of things, getting ready for the new. Now, the nodes of fate and destiny are on the world axis until November 10th. So we now have, in the releasing, letting go, south node in Aries. Now we're going to go to the north node and bring in. Because whenever we release, we create a space and we bring someone in. So I was talking to someone last week about the relationships, and they said something about, well, all the relationships were like this. And I said, well, when one leaves, those spots are left open in your chart and a new relationship comes in, has to fill the hole. Nature abhors a vacuum. So those points are open. Someone leaves, you get a new person in on those spots. And of course, those spots can then create the person who energetically is going to feel a little similar to the person who left. And the world goes around and around and spins forward, right? So we look at the astrology and we understand the application of consciousness to it allows us to choose differently, to work with results differently, to understand we have a choice, higher or lower, which kind of energy do we want to work with. There's an option available, always. Always we have free will, always we have a choice. And so now, as we're in the releasing energy, and we're saying, okay, let it go, let it go, let it go. You want to let it go. It's a good time to really honor that letting go energy and to say, okay, let it go. What else do you need? Do you want? How can we release? How can we let go? So this week has a lot of help for you in letting things go. The universe does that. It's very helpful. Little guy or girl, I don't know. I don't want to sex the universe, but I guess I don't want to call it an it either. So whatever the genderless, whatever the gender version is you want of the universe, male, female, it, cosmic unifier of everything. The energy of the week is going to offer us the opportunity for new beginnings because the new moon's in Libra, an opportunity to celebrate the releases because the last bits of the eclipse are rolling out now. And we have until Monday at 8 o'clock at night, so you're not done yet. And then there is a lot of energy today with the sun opposite Uranus. Of course, that happens once a year. And the sun is at 18, releasing from Uranus at 18, and saying, let it go, let it go, separate, separate. So our week ahead features some interesting energies, and we're going to talk about them now and kind of how to use them. And just remember, we're in the devil days now. We're releasing things. We're letting things go. And, of course, what an eclipse does is it brings the sun and the moon together, and it links them up. And it says the ego, the nature, the purpose tie into the lunar, the emotional, the body that you bring forward with you. Because you don't get to take your stuff with you when you leave. All you take are the emotional memories. Which is why it's so important to be emotionally clear when you're ending relationships with people and really part with them with blessings and thank you and gratitude and you know, and then kind of say, you know, if it's a bad relationship, you can go, you know, I don't really want to do this next lifetime. Thanks. You know, we're good, right? You're good. I'm good. We're kind of in harmony and all that kind of thing. So our job this week is to recognize we're still in releasing because that node is on the world axis, still November 10th. Release, release, release. South node in Aries, fiery releases. Mars in Virgo, cleaning it up and letting it go as we begin the new thing. And we are entering, of course, into the T-square that is going to be in place till next September. And we're going to be working with that energy. Saturn in Sagittarius asking you to focus your vision. Squaring, Jupiter in Virgo, the big cosmic to-do list. Saturn is also square Neptune, the dream. So you got a dream that Jupiter and Neptune are talking about right now. Your vision for your future, for yourself, for the next 12 years. Neptune's case for the next 165 years. And the two of them are having a little conversation. They've been doing it since August, September, October. They're going to do it till the middle of November when then Saturn gets in the orb. And he starts saying, well, let's focus that reality a little more. So this is the dream time, too. This is the time when you should be blue sky, when you should be talking and saying, well, my vision is this. I'd really like to create that. And I do encourage, I've been talking to a lot of people lately, I do encourage you to dream big. You know, nothing, don't make it little. Make it big, make plenty of room under that umbrella, give yourself lots of space to invite things in and to say, this is what I would love to have manifest in my life, and give it enthusiasm, give it a little warm welcome, you know, imagine it, embrace it, hug it, love it, kiss it, hold it, you know, just kind of roll it over in your mind, roll it over in your heart and your fantasy world, and just allow yourself to really do the visioning. That's what this new moon in Libra is for. What is it you want to partner with? Now, the Libra moon, of course, in the Aquarian decant, because it's at 19. And 19 is, you know, we divide each sign into the first 10 degrees, 10 degrees, second 10 degrees, third 10 degrees. So Libra is the first 10. Libra Aquarius is the greater good of the world, the bigger purpose. It's also the house of your hopes and dreams. And then the one behind that is Gemini, which is the actual talking to people about how to get it done. This is about the hopes and dreams part of your vision, this new moon. And our job is to allow the new moon to really kind of speak to us on a bigger level and to encourage it to kind of say, gee, you know, that would be really cool if we could have that. You think we can have that? And of course, the moon's going to say, you know, why not? Why wouldn't you want that? And you're like, okay, cool. And the Sabian symbol of the new moon is a Jewish rabbi. And of course, just kind of think about that as blessings. Blessings upon you. The vision of how you're going to work to get that thing to manifest. How you're going to create and you're going to pull it in and energetically invite it into your life. Important forward motion. So, new moon, Columbus Day also. Holiday, happy Thanksgiving, Canada. They have their Thanksgiving a year, a month ahead of us. So it's happy Thanksgiving Day in Canada. And let's talk about the moons this week. The moon in Libra goes void tomorrow night at 8:06, Monday night, 8:06, when the sun and the moon meet at 19 degrees, 20 minutes of Libra. Moon's void all night, Monday night, goes into Scorpio. So the moon starts at, the moon goes into Scorpio at 5:38 Tuesday night, and it then is in Scorpio, and it goes void, of course, with a sextile to Neptune at 8:58 on Wednesday. So the moon's void all day Tuesday, which often happens after a long weekend. You know, we get back to work, and we're kind of like, gee, it's void, and it's, you know, it's kind of rolling around, and what are we doing, and where are we going? So moon's in Scorpio, goes void Wednesday night around 8:58 p.m., and it's void all day Thursday. And then it goes into Sagittarius bright and early on Friday morning at 5:18 a.m., and it's in Sagittarius Friday, Saturday, and it goes void with a sextile to the sun on the 18th, and then it goes into Capricorn at 2:52 in the afternoon Eastern time. So it's void during the day on Sunday. And then it's in Capricorn on Sunday afternoon, Monday, Tuesday, goes void at 4:31 p.m. with a square to the sun until 9:38 p.m. when it enters Aquarius. So this week, the moon is in Libra, Monday. It is void in Libra all day Tuesday. It enters Scorpio Tuesday night. It's in Scorpio all day Wednesday. It's void in Scorpio all day Thursday. It enters Sag. It's in Sag Friday, Saturday. Goes void bright and early Sunday morning. Void Sunday morning through 2:52 Cap. And then it's in Cap in the afternoon on the 18th, Sunday. And Monday it's in Capricorn. And then it goes void at 4:31 with square to the sun, 4:31 p.m. on Tuesday. Now, because Saturn has left Sagittarius and for Sagittarius, and because Jupiter is in the early degrees of Virgo, all the planets are early. The latest one is 18, Uranus, right? And he's going backwards, so he's going back to 16. And the sun will vary from, you know, month to month. Right now it's in the back, going to enter in the back decades. But at the beginning of the month, we're going to have lots of really long void moons. Now, I love void moons. I find them very good for spiritual pursuits. And I do, I have to say, I do excellent readings during a void moon. It's not a time, it's a time for spiritual pursuits. It's a time for dreaming. It's a time for blue skying. And you can certainly do mundane jobs, you know, and finish up things. Don't initiate new activities. So even though there's lots and lots of void moons, we do not avoid them, we work with them, but we don't initiate new activities. We actually start the activities on the in the time frames in which we are we're beginning them. Right. So our job is to say, okay, let's initiate that void moon and let's figure out what that story is. So it's a forward motion energy. right? Very definitely a forward motion energy. Our job with the void moon is to kind of invite it into our life and invite its energy of slowness, its energy of kicking back and enjoying into our life. And this week, because the moons are in Libra, the sign of partnership, Scorpio, the sign of merger, Sag, which is the sign of education and travel, and culminating with Capricorn, which is the sign of discipline and career, there's a lot of energy in those areas that we're going to be working with. Our week ahead also features lots of energy in terms of shifting and changing, because we're now really done with Saturn and Scorpio. That last little bit has left. We have been set free, so to speak. And we are now moving forward, and Saturn will soon be coming into tighter orb. I mean, he's in orb, probably 10-degree orbs just in general, closer, 4 to 1, you really feel it building. So Saturn's just into Scorpio now, and Jupiter and Neptune have been planning the dream, and Mars and Venus are going to be talking to Neptune. There's this whole dream thing going back and forth between the two of them, which Saturn's going to come to focus our attention on as we get further along. So the sun this week goes from 7 degrees Libra to 25 degrees Libra. That's pretty fast. And we are allowing that in those 7 days, he's whipping along. And he goes from 19 degrees Libra to 25 degrees Libra. Well, my notes are wrong here. So wait, what's that? And what he does this week is he does have, Sunday night, he has the opposition to Uranus. But then he also has a counter-parallel to Mars, which is a little bit of an argument on the 14th. He and Mars are having a bit of a spat by declination. So that tends to be a world event, you know, usually a shooting or a bombing or, you know, one of those things that we seem to have way too much of lately. Venus is also counter-parallel the sun on the 14th, because Venus and Mars are kind of traveling together about the same declination. And so they're saying to the sun, I know you want this, but you really can't have it. Now, imagine the equator, right, is at 0. So the sun in Libra has now gone below the equator, went below on spring equinox, and Venus and Mars are approaching the equator from above the equator. So they're opposite each other, the same degrees above and below, and they're having a little discussion. And, of course, the sun has gone ahead of, is following them, and, you know, is kind of, they're following the sun, I think, the sun has gone ahead, and Venus and Mars are following the sun and doing cleanup. And they're kind of going, well, you know, what did you want? So there's a lot of energy right this week around not being clear. Now, remember, we just finished Mercury retrograde. He just went direct. So Mercury is in Libra, and he's trying to negotiate when all for the last 3 weeks he's been going backwards and causing trouble. So, and of course, he rules the Venus and the Mars. So it's a week of clarifying confusion. It's also a grid week if you broke up with somebody, you had a big fight with somebody in the last 3 weeks, or you broke up and you had a big fight with them during Venus retrograde, or during Venus when she's in her shadow from June 20th on through... Right? You know, kind of think of it on and through. As Mercury stations to go direct and gets ready to clear his shadow, there is an opportunity for reapproachment. So some of us maybe broke up with people over the summer, anytime from June 20th on. And we're now going, you know, I kind of miss them. Or maybe we can do it differently. Or maybe not. You know, but the Venus, the North Node, and the South Node in Aries are both going to be talking to you and saying, do you want to try again? Is it worth it? What's the vision? And so it's a great reconciliation aspect. It's also a great aspect to go, nope, I've checked back in. And it was really interesting to talk to you and get clear, because it's also a really good aspect of closing up the story, getting closure. Sometimes we need a little closure. We need to actually say one more thing or do one more thing. And sometimes it's not possible, a person will let us. So in that case, I'd say light a candle and talk to your spirit guides and tell them to go talk to their spirit guides and work on the etheric level. That works really well. But it's a great couple weeks to get closure while we're, as Mercury leaves his shadow, okay? And Mercury, of course, stationed to go retrograde at 16 degrees of Libra, and he clears that on the 24th of October, okay? Right before, right after Saturn goes into Scorpio. So Venus is in Virgo. She's feeling like she wants to make amends, perhaps, or do something differently. Excellent week for modifying diet, excellent week for exercise program, excellent week for this is the vision of my life, this is what I'm going to do. You know, bold statements. Go for the bold statements. Venus is also, the Sun is also sesquiquadrate Neptune at 22 Libra, which is on the world axis. So this is a great time, and Neptune's on the world axis. This is a great time for those proclamations that we make from time to time in our being, where we go, you know, I think I want to get this done. So I was talking to somebody last week, and she wanted to give up smoking. And we were discussing smoking as a, you know, many what it does. It's many things. And I remember when I gave up smoking back with the American Cancer Society, they really talked about all the different things. And for me, smoking was a focusing exercise. It focused my brain and helped me program to make sure blood vessels narrow. Also, it makes your metabolism faster. So I gained a little weight when I quit smoking. But it also acts as a smoke screen. It's a pausing moment. You know, you have the little ritual of opening and lighting a cigarette. It gives you time to think that you might not normally get. And for some people, you know, it's the flame. It's not really the smoke. They just need the fire because the fire helps focus. So we were talking about it, and I said, you know, have a little ritual with the tobacco gods. Thank them for their lovely gift of cigarettes and bless them in their tobacco as a ritual tool and say you've used it wisely and you're going to stop using it now, but you appreciate their contribution on Earth. Very good week for doing ritual releases, saying, you know, thanks, that was so great. And I'm moving on. Thanks, that was so wonderful. I want something else. Thanks. Remember to say thank you. We don't necessarily express gratitude enough. We don't say, that was very merciful of you. That was, you were full of mercy with me there. You were very kind with me. And appreciating that in the other as we leave, or as we depart and the relationship shifts and change out of the relationship with them, very important dynamic. The Sun is also opposite Eris, the goddess of discord. That's never easy. You know, it makes everybody a little more spiteful. So we just have to kind of watch for that and just know people maybe are in the mood if you're going to leave them. They're going to be a little spiteful or they're going to leave you. They might be a little snarky. And you just know that the snarky is needed because they need to express some envy. Remember, think of Eris as an envy girl. It helps a lot. There's something you have that they want, and they don't have it. And that always just helps because you might go, what the hell would they want? But they want it. So you have to honor the envy and not hide from it. It's so often these harder emotions we feel guilty about having. And it's like, no, envy is a human condition. I can still remember the first reading I ever had with Lorraine Neinhardt. And I didn't know her well. I'd met her in a class, I don't know, it was 20 years ago, maybe 18 years ago. And she sees things, you know. She's very gifted psychic. And she's like, well, there's this large green thing swirling near your head. So who's envious of you? And I'm like, there's a large green thing, you know, looking around trying to see if the large green thing, which, you know, I did see, but she clearly saw. And I was working on an envy story in a work situation. And it was very helpful because it was named. And I hadn't called it envy up until that point. But then I went, oh, I can work with envy, you know, as opposed to an unnamed irritation. So this week we're getting conscious of envy because the Sun is talking to envy. Mercury, going direct, not moving fast, only going not even 5 degrees this week. Goes from 2 Libra to 7 Libra. He does, however, access the node of aspect, the node of destiny, offering you an opportunity to let something go and release. He also clears out some stuff in your house, because he's opposing Vesta, and he says, do you really need that? Do you really want that? Do you really want to carry that anymore? And he also has an in conjunct to Neptune, which gives us an opportunity for some healing. Watch where Neptune is in your chart. He's at 7 Pisces. And Mercury in conjunct Neptune often is auditory, ears, often can be things with deep Pisces. There's some kind of communication going on between the two of them. In conjuncts often show his health aspects. And it's going to be a psychological adjustment, too, where you kind of go, well, you know, that's my psychological adjustment that I have to make. He also joins with Black Moon Lilith this week. And so there's on the 17th, there is no desire to be subservient at all. That's next weekend. Venus, quiet. She's, you know, clearing her shadow. She's an early Virgo, working hard, making the lists, organizing, cooking the vegetables. She's a 3 Virgo. She goes to 7 Virgo. She doesn't have a lot of aspects, but on the 16th, she's opposite to Neptune. And on the 17th, she says the quadrant to Eris. Again, envy. A little envy story. And she also talks to Uranus on the 12th, kind of saying, I think this needs to change. I think this is done. Mars, going from 11 Virgo to 14 Virgo. So we have 3 planets in Virgo, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter. So Mars in Virgo is 11 to 14, so it's going pretty slow too. And he has a trine to Pluto on the 15th. So we're going to feel that building. And it is a closing trine, meaning harvest of what went on 15 months ago when Mars and Pluto joined. And it's an opportunity to pull it in. And also Mars joins with Jupiter on the 17th, starting a new 2-year cycle around your Jupiter issues. Jupiter's in Virgo. Mars and Jupiter are meeting at 14 degrees of Virgo, and they're going to kick off a story of something they're going to do to deliver to you around Jupiter in whatever house Virgo is in your chart. Mars and Virgo are starting a new phase. Always fun when that happens. Jupiter is parallel Pallas Athena, so you're going to really understand stuff on a different level than you have before. Saturn is trine Vesta on the 13th, so he's going to say to Vesta, you know, what conditions do you need to create home, your lifestyle, this new dream that you and Neptune have been working on, Neptune and Jupiter have been working on? What do you need, Vesta? I mean, that dream has to take place someplace, right? Where do we do that dream? Neptune also is quintile to Pallas Athena, and that's an interesting aspect. It's at 7 Virgo, or 7 Pisces, rather, talking to Pallas Athena, who is a 24 Sag. So think about that. 24 Sag, visionary. Palestine is very visionary when she's in Sagittarius. And she's in the decans of Leo, meaning that she wants to build something that's permanent and stationary and solid. And Neptune says, well, my dream is this. So they're having an interesting conversation that Neptune, of course, is going to bring forward and say, this is the dream. Help me build it. Help me create it. The rest of them are all pretty quiet. Not a lot going on with the back end of the world. And we then go forward. The week has, you know, besides the long void moon days on Tuesday and Thursday and Sunday, most of the day, till 2:52, the week has a lot of energy on the 14th. Get a lot accomplished, even though the moon's in Scorpio. You're going to really be able to get a lot done on Wednesday and a lot done on Friday because the moon is active. And Venus, of course, is opposite Neptune, inviting us into some kind of new dream that we want to work on the 16th. That's really important. And Mars joins Jupiter on the 17th. After Venus gets there and says, let's go. So, let's go. You're going to have fun. Off we go into the week of October. And this is Ann Ortley signing off, wishing you a great week. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
Čiže mladia sa dôrobo do pivo kanála krytého mežu, ich mama sa k ním nevedela dostať a som sa dostala po ručnej ceste, všimla si ju okolo idúci rodič, ktorý neváhal zavolať na to, čo len. Vlastne, keď sme sa stávali na to, aby sme aj oni.